Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, but all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental lists in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dreams, new ways. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Come down off of the ceiling because have I got a treat for you guys tonight. Guess who I have in the studio? I'm going to let you guess for a little while. I know I've been plastering it all over everywhere. If I could have gotten a skywriter, you know those guys in the plane and they write things in the air. If I could have gotten one of those, I truly would have done it because I am just so excited. Listen, I hope you had a positively beautiful day today. I did. I mean, I woke up just, I had a stretch, and I just gave thanks, and I made prayer, and I got up and was ready to go. And I have had an awesome day today. I felt like sharing. So I prepared a lovely lunch today. I did a marinated mixed salad, and some raw crackers and some cheese, cashew cheese. And I invited a couple of friends over to partake, you know, because, I mean, what good is nutritious food and when you can't share it? I believe in sharing. Sharing is caring. Am I not correct? Listen, my affirmation for today is attracting love. It is safe to love. I deserve to love. My life overflows with love. Because I love myself, I can love others. I am attracting love into my life right now. Woo! I love it. Okay, listen, you know what, guys? We're not going to prolong it. I just got one bit of information I'd like to share with you before we get to the business at hand, okay? Apples are the number one produce for pesticide contamination. Well, you know, I always say that if we're going to eat, we can afford to put really good, nutritious food into these sacred temples. Am I not correct? Yes, we can. So, you know, I always advise organic. Organic whenever possible. But listen to this. Here's a list of the dirtiest and the cleanest vegetables and fruits. So I just want to share this with you tonight, okay? I want to share with what's highest and lowest in pesticides. Now, first, I'm going to give you the highest. I hope you got your pens and paper because I always tell you get your pen and paper when you get ready to come on, you know, because I'm going to be giving some really good information. And listen, if you don't have a pencil and paper for what I'm getting ready to tell you, get up right now and go get it. Because my guest that's going to be on tonight, baby, you're going to want to write, you know. For those that can type, get on the computer, you know, and type it. But you are going to want to take down some of this information. I got a fireball with me tonight. I'm so honored. Ooh, okay, let me calm down. Okay, here we go. The fruits and vegetables with the highest amount of pesticides are apples, celery, strawberries, peaches, spinach, nectarines, grapes, sweet bell peppers, potatoes, blueberries, lettuce, kale, and collard greens. Okay? You got it? Okay. Now, the lowest in pesticides are onions, corn, pineapples, avocado, asparagus, sweet peas, mangoes, eggplant, cantaloupe, kiwi, cabbage, watermelon, sweet potatoes, grapefruit, and mushroom. Okay, I hope you got that. All right. If just in the event that you didn't or you think you missed something, all you got to do is just drop me a email at docdoris.com. And I can get that over to you, or you can hit me up on Facebook. You know, I'm on Facebook posting, doing my little post every day, doing my healthy post for you guys. You know, you're the reason I'm here. Caring is sharing. Your good health is my business, okay? Now, let's get to the business at hand. I see my guest is in the studio, and I am just so glad to have her on tonight with me. And you guys, oh man, let me tell you, this is so awesome. I'm just okay. Let me calm down. All right, I love this woman. She is just awesome. And so I'm just so glad to have her with me tonight. Good evening, Nubia.
Yes, peace and blessings. How are you, Dr. Doris?
Oh, I am so, girl, you know. After talking with you this morning, you know what? You're the type of person that I need to talk to in the morning. You and Michelle, I'm telling you, you guys, I am just so blessed, you know. I'm so glad to have you here. Wait, let me do this right. Let me give you a proper introduction, okay?
Yes, thanks. All righty.
Okay. My listening audience tonight, I want to introduce to you a lady that is really, I mean, she's going to really give you some accurate and thorough information tonight, and it's going to bless you. I know it. I feel it already. You know, I feel it radiating. Her name is Nubia I, and she's the founder and director of Wombiverse, a holistic institute dedicated to health and wellness of women and the men who love them. She is an internationally known wellness coach, raw and living food chef, a womb yoga instructor. She's a dancer and a poet. She has helped many women and men find new life through her books, DVDs, and y'all got to hit her up on YouTube. She is there. Hallelujah. Workshops and lectures. Nubia I holds an associate degree from Laney College in Arts and Humanities and a bachelor's degree from California Institute of Integral Studies. She is the proud mother of one and resides in Oakland, California with her daughter and devoted spouse. You can contact her through her website, and she'll be giving you all that information. That's why I said get a pen, get a paper, get a pencil, and I just want to present to some and introduce to others Nubia I. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening, peace and blessings, Dr. Doris. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I want everybody to know I talked to this beautiful sister this morning, and her energy is as beautiful as you are experiencing now. It is so wonderful for one raw sister, first of all, to talk to another. Let's talk about that vibrational frequency that this food gives you.
I really
want to tell you, I felt that today, and I wanted to say thank you for sharing with me as well.
Amen. Well, listen, I just want you to tell our audience, I know I read a little bit of your bio, but tell us about you. You know, tell us what makes you tick. Tell us what makes you get up in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I know, but share it with those that's packing the lines tonight, that's got the house packed out in order to hear you.
Yes, thank you. So, yeah, a little bit about me. So I was born and raised in Brooklyn, and what I like to tell people is I'm just like you. I didn't always grow up knowing how to eat well. I grew up in our house, really, a vegetable came out of a can. It was Jolly Green Giant. We had string beans on the side, and it was always an afterthought. I mean, we were really trying to just eat as best we could, and at that time, we thought that having meat was meant that you kind of was making it, that you were doing really well. And
exactly.
I don't want to say that in spite of all, I thrived. I mean, I had a wonderful mother, wonderful brothers and sisters who really, we knew that there was something better. And we knew as soon as we got some money, we were going to get something better. And so that journey from Brooklyn took me actually to California. And life has a wonderful way of being in sync. And so all those wonderful synchronistic events happened where I came to California. And I'm telling you about this journey, not the destination, as the opening song said. It's the journey that
mm-hmm.
we're on. This journey took me here, to an abundance of fruits and vegetables. Before I came to California, I never knew what kale was. I didn't know I never saw it, a Swiss chard. I had an artichoke for the first time. I didn't even know how to eat it. They had to actually show me how to do this. I mean, I had a salad.
You.
Yeah, at my boyfriend's house at the time, I had a salad, and I kept telling his mom, this is the best salad I ever had. And she said, oh, I said, where did you get it? She said, from my garden. Like, that was a concept.
Yeah.
So for me, just connecting the fact that what we eat grows, and what grows has life, and that it was a seed that was planted in the dirt that created this wonderful thing called food. And when I learned the difference from food and non-food, because I ate a lot of non-food, you know, devitalized foods, foods that were cooked all the minerals and vitamins out of it, it changed my life. And so once I discovered this vegetarian lifestyle, I kept saying, wow, there's something to this. And I delved deeply. What gets me up in the morning? First of all, my morning starts at 4 a.m. So my spirit gets me up in the morning. Spirit, and connecting to spirit in the morning takes me. I get up, I take a super salt bath, and I say, Most High, speak through me and tell me what I need to do. And what I used to do was journal constantly, and I would get messages. Eat this. You should buy a bunch of apples, organic, just like the sister told you earlier, you know, or you should get some oranges, or why don't you have some grapes? Or I got this idea. And people that say, well, you know, I can't afford to eat organically, or I can't afford, and of course I'm going to say, number one, you can't afford not to, but on a real thing, how do we get to eat in a way that we know is good for our bodies? If I could be a little spiritual, the universe is amazing. If you take two steps towards the creator or towards the good things, the universe will take four towards you. So you'll be surprised. I never heard about kale. I meet a sister. She says, oh, I want to, can I come over and visit? Let's cook. She brings kale, and she shows me how to cook it. She brings over the stars, and we start to make meals together. So
and
the
isn't it wonderful, Nubia, because I always tell people, I say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. That's how my quest began. When you began to, on a higher level, on a higher consciousness, say, you know what, I got to do better by my body. I'm not feeling well. I feel crappy. I feel downright crappy. Something is wrong.
What is going on?
And when you begin to, when things are begin to be revealed to you, like, okay, when you're thirsty, I tell people when you're thirsty, your body's not saying, I'm thirsting for a Coke. I'm thirsty for a Pepsi. It wants water. You see?
That's right. It wants water.
So we can't negate the things that we already, there's some things that we know, and we'll just put them on the back burner and go with something because it's convenient.
And convenience.
You see, am I not right?
Oh, you are absolutely right. The convenience, and then we think that it's going to be drudgery. We think that changing our way of eating, oh, it's not going to be fun. It's going to be hard work. And this is what I'm here to tell you. If I could say nothing else, I want to say this journey is joyful. I think that's the part that, you know, I think it's the media. It plays this game with us. So we should starve ourselves to be thin or whatever the thing is that's supposed to be. This is the myth. And we should eat foods that we don't like. And food shouldn't taste good. And all healthy stuff is bad. I mean, these are like the misnomers that we hear each day. And so somebody has to get on a radio program or something and write a book and say, not only did I change my life by changing the way I eat or ate, but I had fun doing it. And let me say something to you. It's fun being happy. It's fun being able to breathe. It's fun being able to walk up a flight of stairs and don't get out of breath. You know, it's fun to look your truest, most beautiful self. For you ladies and men, ladies, there's no, you will not be, you don't even know how beautiful you are on a physical level because you're not putting the right foods in your body. It's not the plastic surgeon. It's not the Macy's makeup counter. It's that green juice, that smoothie that you put in your body, that organic fruit, that kale. And you look in that mirror, and you are glowing and shining.
That's right.
You're like, oh, my God, you didn't even know you was that fine. You don't look in the mirror
and you know
go,
what
is
so awesome, Nubia, because a lot of times I tell people, you don't know how bad you feel until you begin to feel really good. You
yes,
know,
ma'am.
isn't it something you don't
yes.
know? I too. I'm like I'm up early in the morning, ready to start my day. I have so much energy until I want to bottle it. And you know what?
Yes.
I did it today. Two of my clients came. I had some. I made some green smoothie. And I
yes,
had to
ma'am.
Give them some. I say, listen, I want y'all
yes.
to feel like I'm feeling. Drink this.
That's right. And, Dr. Gorge, you said something that is so beautiful. Me and you kind of talked about this earlier. It's that let's talk about your mood. Let's talk about that sharing feeling that you just brought up. This is you know this got to be close to life, you know, because that's what you feel, first of all, is alive. And when you really feel good, you want everybody around you to feel good.
That's
everyone
right.
knows.
Right.
I mean, my significant other, as soon as he comes in the house, I have a green smoothie for him waiting. Here you go, baby. I mean,
yes,
and he
yes.
loves it, and he enjoys it. When you feel there's something about living right, if you will, and eating well that wants
yes.
you to it's away from those feelings of competition. You don't sit there and go, I look good, and this green smoothie is making me feel good, but forget about her. No, something
exactly.
in you go, I want everybody to have it. There's enough for
That's
all
it.
Of us. Before I got
That's
on the
it.
Show and I'm listening to the opening song that you were playing, and I was really thinking about, like, what did I really want to say? And I really wanted to talk about my vision. My vision is to see each and every one of us feeling and being and doing our most perfect self, our most healthy self. Like, can you imagine a world where everybody's happy? when you
oh,
get on
my goodness.
Who are actually
yes.
smiling and giving you their speed and, you know, opening the doors for you. But this is,
mm-hmm.
how many wars can we dispel? I mean, how many, all the negativity in the world? I feel like the revolution will not be fought with guns and knives and ammunition. I believe it's going to be fought with food. And we can look at that
yes.
just as globally, all the
yes.
things that are happening. Water is a commodity. Fresh fruits and
yes.
vegetables, people
yes.
are going back to the land. That's where the revolution starts, within yourself. And that's what
that's
I've discovered
it.
On a personal level.
Yes, yes. And it's so awesome because once you begin to implement little things, I tell people, you know, don't think you have to do like I did. Don't, you know,
that's
implement
right.
little, take a baby step.
Right.
You know, it's
yes.
awesome. I tell people how, you know, they say, well, you know, that doesn't taste very good. I say, go back to when our children were babies. I
yes.
remember when my baby was a baby and he had breast milk. And then after
yes.
that, they had the plain, bland baby food. Okay.
That's right.
Come and
on.
Just, at first, he didn't want it. And then all of a sudden, it was just like, he was clenching his fist. I couldn't
exactly.
get the spoon in his mouth fast enough. And then
exactly.
all of a sudden, when I took him from that to table food, and tried to
yes.
take him back to that bland baby food, he didn't want no
yes.
parts of it.
Exactly.
See, it's trained. It's trained behavior. When I began to first go on my route of rawness and veganism and
yes.
healing, helping, assisting my body in healing itself, everything
yes.
I had didn't taste good. But you know what I told
That's
myself?
Right.
I said, ooh, this is so good. This is
right.
so good, and not
That's
when
right.
I'm drinking my milk thistle tea with my molasses in it. It is so good.
You
see,
so right.
when I'm eating raw food, when I had my raw salad today, it was so good. And like
oh, yeah.
you want to share this.
That's right. And Dr. Doris, I'll tell you though what it is too. Cooked foods debilitate our taste buds. So this is what's happening.
Absolutely.
The reason why that lettuce and that tomato and that combination of the cucumbers does not taste good is because we can't taste it. What a thing
mm-hmm.
in life to lose something so essential as one of our senses, the sense
okay.
of taste. So
mm-hmm.
most of the time we can't, it's really debilitating. We cannot taste it. But until we start to continually have it and continue to have it and put it in our bodies, we really start to realize, oh, my God, tomatoes are so sweet. And the lettuce even have a sweetness, and I taste the salt in the celery. Or you start
yes.
to identify the salt, the sour, the sweet, the spicy. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't
mm-hmm.
need to put a bunch of, you know, ranch dressing on your salad
yeah, right.
to eat it so it's edible. So what
exactly.
we're missing is
exactly.
the fact that we can't taste the food that was given here that has lots of flavor. I liked how a raw foodist, Iris Latam, he calls the food sun fired food. He says that the food is already cooked when you buy it. It was cooked by the sun. So
yes.
It's already cooked by the sun. So you don't have to cook it again. The universe,
right.
Most High, the One, Spirit, whatever you call it, has already done the job for you. And so,
mm-hmm.
and so let me say,
mm-hmm.
too, this is why I wrote a book. The book is called The Raw Life, My Journey from
Cooking. Okay, wait a minute, Nubia. Before we go any further, I just want to remind our audience, if you have any comments or if you have any questions for Nubia tonight, remember to press option one, okay? If you have any questions, any comments, press option one. Okay, go ahead, Nubia.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes. So, and you said something earlier, Doris, too. You said, basically, you're right, we can't go from A to Z overnight. No, of course we don't want you. I did. I woke up one day and said, I'm going to be raw. But I don't advise it for everyone. You said it earlier.
Exactly.
Baby steps are necessary when you are transforming and you are changing. So what I write in my book, which is a very simple, quick, easy-to-read book, is how to make that transition from cooked to raw foods and still be you. So basically, you don't have to throw out everything in the cupboard. Now, you could do that for those people. I got a book for you on that one, too, if you want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But we could
mm-hmm.
just literally say, okay, I'm going to really go down to that farmer's market that I know is happening every Saturday, but I'm a little intimidated because it's not the supermarket. I don't really know what to do. I'm going to actually go there. Okay, I can pick up apples. I know what they look like. I can get peaches.
Yeah.
I've had that before. So start with foods that you are used to, foods that you already eat. And by going to the farmer's market, hopefully ensuring that this is an organic farmer's market, you know that you're getting healthier, better foods. So it's a transition.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, as you start to desire and then start to eat these foods, well, first of all, as you start to eat these foods, you desire more of the same. The body
is
amazing.
Exactly.
The body really is starving for nutrients. So as soon as you give it that organic apple, come on, sister, as soon as you give it that organic peach or that banana, that body goes, ooh, what happened here? What happened
That's awesome.
Here?
That's awesome.
You
Listen,
know,
we got a call.
Like,
let's take a call right
something
quick.
Different.
You
and
see?
Eventually the body wants more of the same. And so
more
starting just from what you know and changing your non-organic foods to organic foods where you can, you
mm-hmm.
will see a significant difference in your life that you will be like, you know what, my skin is glowing, or I don't have those pimples anymore, or my hair is getting thicker, and it makes you want to keep on doing it. So
that's it.
That illustrated.
Listen, we're
going to
take a caller. We have a caller in the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. You're on the air tonight. You're on Here's to Your Health with Nubia and Dr. Doris. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I can testify that I agree with everything that the sister is saying, but I do want to ask the question. There's a lot of people who have a misconception with raw food, and there's a lot of people who are raw foodists that seem to look rather sick than vibrant and healthy. And I'd just like the sister to elaborate on that. Is there something that may be missing? But there's a lot of people who are raw foodists, and they're not giving the best example. So when people look at them, they say, well, I don't think I'm going to go that way because I see how they look. And they don't look healthy. But I know that raw foodists is the best-looking people to look at, and they're vibrant and they're healthy. So what's going on with these other people who are calling themselves raw foodists that is not vibrant, don't have a good personality and attitude? What's happening with that, sister?
That's right. Great question. So, and thank you for asking it. I get that here and there. So first I want to say, you know, there's a lot of cook food people that don't look that great either, right? But, you know,
exactly. We
kind of let that slide because they're cook food eaters. And so, of course, so let me say this. There's a way to do raw food where it's not as healthy either. Let me tell you what most people do. If we stuffed ourselves when we ate cooked food, we're going to probably stuff ourselves when we do raw food. So there's a mindset change that has to happen. And what I find is a lot of people, particularly when they first go raw, we are very heavy on the dehydrated foods. These are foods
mm-hmm.
that, which are not bad,
gourmet
they're still
food.
Living foods. Yeah, gourmet foods, exactly. So we have live lasagna, live burgers, live hot dogs, you know. These are foods that remind us and are something like what we used to have. And I think that that's a great transitional food. But some people actually overdo it. So just like you can have too much soy or too much milk, you can actually have too much of these dehydrated foods that kind of keep you bloated. And actually sometimes it even makes you crave other foods or foods that are not healthy for you. So that's on one note that could be happening. The other thing is, too, we have to start getting used to looking at what good health looks like. I say if our tongues and our taste is debilitated, what about our eyesight? I mean, raw food clears your eyesight. It literally improves it. So what are we looking at? What is healthy in a society? Is it somebody who's typically 40, 50 pounds overweight, but we're so used to looking at it that looks normal? And does that skinny kind of person, does it look as good? So we almost got to get used to what does health look like. And once we become more healthier, we'll start to see it, and it will resonate in ourselves and others. But, of course, across the board, I would never say all vegans and vegetarians are the nicest, kindest, sweetest people you've ever met, and all meat eaters are aggressive and terrible people. That's a blanket statement I would never make. So there's exceptions to the rule. But overall, I have to say, I've been fortunate enough to see raw foodists, particularly raw foodists of color, that look absolutely stunning. Like, I want to be like them. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. Yeah, you did. Very good.
Thank you, caller. Okay, we're going to take another question right here. We got a caller calling from the 415 area code. Good evening, caller. You're on the show. You're on Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris, and my guest tonight is Nubia I. Good evening.
How you doing? I'm Chef Yaku. I'm from I'm out here in the Bay Area.
Bay Area. I know 415.
Good evening, son.
What's up, Mom?
How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
Excellent.
I was just calling to comment on as far as like making little steps and little adjustments to kind of better your output and also make it so that you're not setting goals that are too high, you know what I'm saying, to accomplish right off. A lot of people just jump on something and say, hey, I want to lose 50 pounds, and they lose 8 in the first week, and they're like, oh, that's not good enough, you know, so it kind of throws them and detours them off their diet. And one of the things that I kind of been noticing within the last couple of weeks is I've just been starting the third week of this day job where I'm basically hiking in the mountains for 3 hours a day. And knowing what I'm asking my body to do, it puts me in a mind state of knowing that I only want to put things in my body that allow me to hike for those 3 hours without feeling like I'm about to die. So it's like you make one step, and it's the whole domino effect. One little domino falls over, and the whole line can totally, you know, be knocked over. And before you know it, you're like, wow, all those dominoes are knocked over, and you're kind of making steps, and you made a point to say, you know, it's like what your body craves, and, you know, you start to go off this mountain. It was hot up there. I want a salad. I want some greens. I want something that's going to get a lot to burn and a lot to, you know, kind of put out now. And I noticed that some of the same trails I was taking a week ago, I'm running up at the end of them now, you know, and I'm able to run with the dogs and things like that up the hills. And, you know, it's like a week, 2 weeks ago, I wasn't imagining that, you know. So it's like, have a small goal, but don't rest on that goal, and just, you know, kind of keep pushing yourself and understand the small change that you do make is something that can totally ski ball into, you know, can snowball and turn into something that's really, really big and powerful. So, you know, I think you got some
because
great
it's like
things.
We were saying at the beginning of the show, son, you know, this is a journey. You know, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey because for myself, you know, my clients know that I'm not at this time 100% raw. You know, I'm 85% raw. I do one cooked meal a day some days, and it's just lightly steamed. Today I didn't have any cooked food. You know, I had a little warm tea that the water was just lukewarm, and I sliced my ginger up in it and let it set for a little while, and I didn't have any. But some days I just want to have me a little lightly steamed broccoli or something like that. And I do that. But I feel better now than I did when I was eating meat. I don't consume any flesh or any berry, you know. And it's like you said, your body, but that's something we got to do. We got to learn to listen to our bodies. We're not listening to our bodies. You know, I've talked to people in the streets, and I ask them about their poop. What is your bowel movements like? What is your defecation? What does it look like? And, you know, people really don't want to talk about these things. And I'm like, why not? I told Dr. Jindali today, yesterday I put a post on. I said, we were talking about the green smoothies. And I told her, I said, Dr. Jindali, by you being a holistic doctor, I know you'll understand the statement that I'm going to make. This green smoothie is beautiful going in, but you know what? It's so beautiful coming out. And listen, don't think I'm sadistic, guys. I stand there and I looked at this poop, and it was so beautiful, you know.
Man.
And a lot of times we even with our kids, I don't want to see it. You know, why not?
Yes.
This is a natural process. What's going in is coming out. Look and see what's coming out of you. I'm glad you made that point, son. Yes.
Me too. Dr. Doris, you're so on it. And Carla, I want to address both those statements. First of all, you're right. I would be happy to see you just eat a more vegan-based diet. So if you could just cut down on the fried chicken and make it bake. I mean, we could do this in baby steps.
Come on,
you know,
babe. Be for real. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, instead of doing... They're making the potato and frying it and making it into french fries, put it in the oven and have a baked potato. A sweet baked potato actually is delicious. And so gradually pulling yourself off that diet, and you will feel better. So if you add raw and did a more of a vegan-based diet, you would feel great. Something to call
and the more you feel better, the more you want to feel like that. When I realized what made me feel good yesterday, I want to reach back from yesterday and bring that into the day. I'm like, oh, you know what? I feel so good. I walked 4 miles today instead of three. What did I do? Oh, I wanna recant that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's really excellent.
We're not even special. Anybody that's listening to this, this life is for everyone. Everyone, look at the caller who told you about walking and running with the dog and having even more energy. So it's not some person that had the perfect diet, and I can't do that because look at them. I don't care where you are. You can feel better today than you did yesterday. And
that's what we're talking about.
Bowel movements. I wanted to so much talk about bowel movements today on the show, so I'm so glad that you said it.
When I'm
done and I have a great movement, I want to tell everyone, and I do tell a few people, actually.
That's
the first thing you will notice when you change the way you eat is your bowel movement. And look what they say, 90% of disease starts in the colon. So that bowel movement is totally essential. So what we're talking about is not frivolous at all.
Nubia, check this out. You know what we say? We say disease starts with what you put in your temple. It starts on your plate.
It starts on your plate.
Exactly. Isn't that something?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. And when you look at the way America people are eating today, It's something, and that's why we're not here to down anybody or discourage anybody. We're here to lift out. We're putting out a hand, saying, "Listen, let me show you the way. Let me show you. That's why Nubia is on the show tonight.
Yes, and in glory, you know, and in reverence, and in love, and peace, and I want to make it all those good things because we're not preaching. We're so excited. It's like the gospel, you know. We are really talking the gospel. We're excited, so don't get it twisted like, oh, here we go again, the vegans against the meat eaters. No.
This is not that show.
This is the other show.
Because you know what I found out? The worst thing in the world you can do is come against a person and their appetite. Dr. Christopher said that. So I don't want to turn it with the same passion that I use in preaching the gospel. That's the same passion I have in telling people, listen, your body will heal itself. Let me help you maintain, regain, and improve your health using natural modalities. When I eat them herbs, when I eat them vegetables, I become one with them. Girl, I'll be out smiling. People be looking at me like, what is she smiling? Because this is how I feel. What I feel on the inside is radiating on the outside.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
See, I don't have any hostility. You cut over in front of me in traffic, I'm just going to slow down and let you go ahead. I don't have no hostility. I ain't carrying no gun. I ain't got, you know, all I got is just peace and blessings.
So, I was having a conversation. That's excellent. I was talking to my significant other, and we were talking about how I got a YouTube that talks about raw foods and intimate relationships and what do these have to do with each other. I say to people, I can't argue anymore. I don't have that fight in me. So what it does is, yes, it brings you to a calmer place, and usually then everybody around you wants to be calmer. Who wants to fight with somebody that don't want to fight back?
Exactly.
It's not even fun
anymore.
And so, yeah, you're –
listeners, we just want to let you know, if you have a question for Nubia tonight or if you have a comment, all you have to do is call in. I mean, all you have to do is press option one. Press option one if you have a comment, if you have a question. I mean, you can tell. I see a lot of you are just listening in, and we got a packed house tonight. Oh, my God, got people from all over. Every kind of area code you can imagine is in the house tonight. So if you have anything that you'd like to say, oh, yeah, we got some people, 248-90-something, 347. Hey, you guys, I'm glad you're here tonight, and I really hope that you can take something away with you tonight to make you just want to reach a little higher. Go ahead, Nubia.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk again about this really easy, small book that I definitely created. Why I created it, I wanted to say, I do a lot of YouTubes, and I'm always talking about raw foods and health and longevity, and I would get questions every day. Okay, Nubia, this is what I want to know. How exactly do you do it? What do you eat each day? This is when I started to realize with all these so-called raw food books on the market, which a lot of them is predominantly recipe books, people needed a how-to. How do I literally get started? And some of us, I mean, like me, thinking that a vegetable came in a can. I mean, some of us really don't know first step. And so I created a book that literally took you into my life, where I started, seemingly by accident, which we know there are no accidents in the universe, but how I started, and A, B, and C. And yes, the book has
recipes. And you know what, Nubia, you know what I love about your book? I say this book is a kiss book. Keep it simple, sweetie. And that's what we need, because if it's too much, if it bombards you with too much, you have a tendency to thorn, on the side, and you never get back to it. Nubia, tell everybody how they can get your book.
Yes, let me tell you. So you can get this book. It's called A Raw Life, My Journey from Cook to Raw Foods, and you can get it on my website. So that website is www.wombiverse. So I'm going to spell it for you. It's about the womb.
Yes.
So it's wombiverse.v P as in Paul, web, vpweb.com. So it's www.wombiverse.vpweb.com. Or you can email me at NubiaISutton1. NubiaISutton1@gmail.com. Or you could just call me at 510-467-4463. Again, that's 510-467-4463. I'm available for one-on-one consultations from everything from womb work and healing fibroid tumors and all kinds of other things, as well as lectures and talks, and so anything. I'm ready and I'm available, and it's my passion.
Okay, we have a caller. Let's see, we're going to go to the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. You have a question or a comment tonight for Nubia?
Yes, I'm just enjoying the show and really enjoying the sister. I have a question. Do you feel that people whose body secrete a great amount of hydrochloric acid, what's your take on that? Do you think that or feel that these are people who may have to have some animal protein? Some people I've talked to think that they have to have animal protein because their bodies secrete a large amount of hydrochloric acid. I just want to know your take on that.
I do. I have a take on that. So thank you, caller, for asking. I think that a lot of people are suffering because they don't excrete enough hydrochloric acid. And that's something that we need to actually help to digest and break down our foods. So, no, the myth of that because we have an abundance of it, then we must be able to digest and break down meat. See, I believe that the human body actually does not do well as except having meat. I mean, we don't have the digestive systems that animals have. And they are even still eating meat in its raw state. So everyone would say, well, I have this abundance of the hydrochloric acid, so therefore my body can break down more meat and I desire more meat. But then I would ask you, cooked meat, devitalized meat? I mean, even animals eat meat raw and in the wild. And they actually have the teeth to eat this raw meat. I mean, other than the raw fish, I don't know if we're going to go and eat a cow raw or a pig raw. So my question would be, why don't we see if our bodies can break down the foods that are meant for us to eat? Because what I think has happened a lot with people is I believe that the meat, and Dr. Doris could probably give us more scientific fact on it, I believe that it's actually destroying the digestive system, and it's not allowing us to access the nutrients that are already in the food. So a lot of us, we are actually malnourished. And I'm talking about some of us is 450 pounds and we're malnourished. So we're not. So my gauge is this, whether you're a meat eater or you're a vegan, look at yourself really. How do you feel? It's that simple for me. Do you feel good when you eat a heavy-based meat diet? And have you tried a more plant-based diet? And that's my thing is you try both and tell me which one you'll feel better. Because what I think is the body, when you feed it meat, it desires more of it because you think you're hungry, but you're not hungry. Your body is craving those nutrients. And then you go over here and eat this raw salad and this pate, and you're going, dang, I'm not as hungry. Because you're getting exactly what you need. And so that would be my question is, on this meat-based diet with this abundance of hydrochloric acid, do you really feel better, and have you tried the plant-based diet, and then tell me how you feel? So that's my take on the whole hydrochloric acid. You know, sir, too, I want to say, brother, it's amazing what we've been taught. A lot of it is everybody I know eats meat, and my mama knows best, and she wouldn't hurt me, and she gave it to me, and I had it before that, and I had it before that. Yet we're having diabetes, hypertension, all these diseases that are clearly saying something's not right with this diet. And what could we do differently? So,
and it's funny. I remember in the Eating Third Edition DVD, the guy mentioned how, you know, when we started to eat like the affluent people ate, when we began to eat a lot more meat and dairy products and things like that, we began to get the diseases that they got. Isn't that interesting? When we were eating back during the days of, like my kids say, back in the day of nothing but the food, it was rare for us to get meat. I'm telling you, it was like on a Sunday, you know, like
that's
when
right.
the preacher was coming for dinner. You know, we had chicken. But it was rare for us. We had beans, and my mama cooked greens. In fact, we had so many beans, my brother said when he grew up and got his own house, they weren't going to be allowed in his home, you know. But he changed that.
Right.
But it's just amazing how when we – because I've noticed even for this eating for the blood type, I gave out some info on that a couple of weeks ago on the show. And I'm one of the blood types that this doctor states that can really eat meat. Because I'm a blood type, I'm O positive, and he said that I'm the oldest blood type, and really I'm one of the people who have the overabundance of hydrochloric acid and can handle meat. But you know what?
Yeah.
I don't feel good. I didn't feel good when I was eating meat, and that's why I transitioned into not eating meat. But then it's like you said, Nubia, you got to weigh this thing for yourself because everything that is not for everybody and there, nothing is absolute except, you know, knowing how is this making me feel. And I didn't feel good when I was eating it. Now I can get up, I hit the when I tell people I'm knocking on the door, hello, of 60, they're like,
"Whoa, no.
Are you serious?"
Oh, you see?
So I guess it's just about, you know, what works for you. What works, and like you said, what really works for you? When you look at that man or that woman in the mirror, you know, how do you really feel when everybody else is gone? You know, how do you really feel?
Amen.
I also like to ask the sister the importance of soaking nuts overnight.
Oh, soaking your nuts. Ah, that's important. Yeah, I think it is. I want to say I just started sprouting. So first let me tell you about the journey, because we talked about journey and destination.
Okay, listen, I want 347. I want 347 area code. I want you just to hold on. I'm going to get to you next, okay? We're just going to let Nubia
really
answer
short.
This question, and then I'm coming to you next.
Yes.
Okay, Nubia.
So really quick, yes, I just started sprouting because I'm moving in my raw food journey. I'm desiring less, like I said, of the gourmet and more of the sprouts and the whole thing. And so, yeah, we want to get those enzymes from everything that we eat. And when we don't soak our nuts, well, basically soaking the nuts actually will allow those enzyme inhibitors to be released. So
exactly.
We basically, most people eat nuts, and a lot of people feel like, oh, I feel bloated, or I don't feel good, or I feel a little constipated. So by soaking the nuts and releasing those enzyme inhibitors, they're able to digest and really get that protein and the nutrients that the nuts really has to provide for you. So, yes, soak your nuts.
Great. Okay, we have a caller in the 347 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to the call tonight with Nubia I and Dr. Doris Moton School.
Yes, good evening. How y'all doing, ladies? I enjoyed this show and everything. It's very great. I was just listening to what you were saying about the blood types.
And
I'm a blood type of O positive, too. I can give to everybody. But I wanted to stop eating meat. I was trying to get more clarification what you were speaking about, because you told me that I can't stop eating no meat. I'm supposed to keep eating meat in certain things. But I noticed I feel so drowsy when I eat meat. I'm trying to understand, do I really need to? Is this something my blood type really needs to do?
It's just like Nubia just said. How are you feeling? Your body is talking now, brother. You're saying, you know, when you feed all this meat, you feel lazy, you feel lethargic, you know. So why don't you just try it? Why don't you for 30 days, or why don't you just for 2 weeks say, you know what, I'm not going to eat any meat, or I'm going to cut back. Do what's best for you, and then set a gauge and see how you're feeling at that time. What would you say about that, Nubia?
Yeah, I totally, absolutely agree with what Dr. Doris said. And I want to tell you, brother, you're the expert. See, that's the whole thing. I can write a book, and we all can write books, but the one-size-fits-all model is not going to work. You're the expert in the end. I can guide you is what I say in my book. I can let you know. I can tell you everything I eat each day. I can break down blood types. But in the end, you have to embark on this journey and decide what's best for you. So I agree with her. I say, yes, you got a wonderful, rare, old, ancient blood type. I'm going to change the science on that. Since your blood type is old and ancient and one of the oldest blood types, then you really probably don't want to have no meat. That means you're going back to the ancestors who were eating berries, and nuts and seeds. Yeah, so let's go back to the ancient, when there was before stoves and before that we killed meat for food, you know, killed animals for food. I think you have the answer. And so it's trusting in yourself that you are the greatest surgeon, doctor, physician. And you know, do what Dr. Doris said. Give yourself.
Okay.
If you get my book, I'll tell you how to do it for 21 days. They say it takes 21 days to make or break a habit, brother. If you want to see anything, a change, do something for 21 days, like eat a plant-based diet, and you will see a difference.
Thank you.
Fantastic, and thank you so much for calling in tonight, caller.
Thank you.
Nubia,
I appreciate your advice.
All right, thank you. Nubia, I want you to tell everybody again how they can get your book. Wow, we got to do this again. I mean, this is awesome. We have got to do this again, sister.
Oh, yeah, definitely, girl. We on fire. This is lovely, you know, and no pun intended, but we on fire. So let me tell you, so my book, A Raw Life, My Journey from Cooked to Raw Foods, is available on my website, and it's only $12, if I didn't mention that. So I want you to know, so it's quite affordable. Let me say first what I hope this book will be, and Dr. Doris kind of talked about it in this way. It's going to be something that you're going to underline, outline, highlight, come back to. Because
are you looking at my book?
Keeping your back pocket.
All right.
So, yeah, we want you to keep it in your back pocket, but you can get it on my website at www.womniverse. So I hope you have your pen and paper that you had before, the Womniverse, womniverse.vtweb.com. But if you put it in Womniverse, you will find me. I'm Nubia I. You can call me at 510-467-4463, or you can email me at nubiaisutton1@gmail.com. That's nubiaisutton1@gmail.com. Please get in touch with me.
Nubia, baby, thank you. I, you know what? The clock on the wall says it's time to get out of here. Where did this hour go?
I don't know.
Where did this hour go? I mean, we have got to do this again, Nubia.
Yes, because it's so needed.
It's like we were saying earlier today. You know, there's so much, and the universe has so much to offer, and there's so much to go around. You know, you're doing a great job there in California. I'm doing it here in Inkster.
Right.
I got sisters doing it in the city, Sister Khadijah, Abdul Rahman. She's doing it in the city, Sister Riola. Sister Esther, I mean, and we're trying to get the word out, letting everybody know that there is a more excellent way. So I just want to thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you.
And I want to tell everybody, you know, come on back next week. We got a good show lined up for you. You know, it's time to really take into consideration some changes for our body. It's time to start cleansing it. Autumn starts on the 23rd, so this is a good time to do a cleanse. My website will be up in a couple of days, guys. I'm working feverishly to get that up. In the meantime, go to my other website, www.pureherbs.com. Check it out. Walk around. You know, if you have any questions, you can feel free to give me a call at area code 734-895-1940. Once again, that website is www.pureherbs.com. Nubia, thank you so much, my sister.
Thank you.
And we'll do it again real soon, okay?
Thank you. Peace and blessings
okay,
to you. I want to see your book soon. All right.
Absolutely, sister. And you'll do a favor in it for me, right?
You know I
All
will.
Right.
I would love to.
All right.
All right.
Love you, babe. God bless.
Godless.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. I'm sorry, the clock on the wall says it's time to go. I thank you all for joining in. A packed house tonight. I'm so appreciative. You're the reason I'm here. You're the reason I'm doing what I'm doing. We want to thank once again the Poetic Energy Network station. Without them, this would not be possible. So I just want to say thank you and come on back next week. Have your pens and your papers ready because you need to know about some herbs that you need to have in your arsenal for this winter season, for this autumn and fall and winter season, okay? So we're going to talk about that a little bit more next week. I'm Dr. Doris Moton Spruill with Here's to Your Health. God bless you. Have a blessed evening and do something good for yourself. You deserve it. Good night.